بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Virtues and reward of earning. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a cloth merchant in the shopping center. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought a trouser for 4 dirhams. Sayyidina Suwaid ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he and Sayyiduna Makrama ibn Abdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu imported cloth from Hajar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them and fixed a price for a trouser. It is narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once passed by a person who was selling grain in the market. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his Mubarak hand into the heap and realized that this person was deceiving people as the inner grains were not as good as the outer ones. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "He who deceives us is not one of us." Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the marketplace when a person called out to him, "O Abul Qasim." Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left his home in the heat of midday, and Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu accompanied Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say a word to him, nor did he engage Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in conversation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked until he reached the marketplaces of Banu Qaynuqa, and finally he went and he sat down at the home of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Note the above ahadith prove that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in fact visit the marketplaces in times of need, and he personally engaged in purchasing goods as well. This was one of the objections of the mushrikeen against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They argued that the Messenger of Allah should have no need to visit the marketplaces or to eat food, etc. Rather, he should be an angel. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam with the ayah of the Quran, stating the translation of which is, "Whichever messenger we sent before you also ate food and visited the marketplaces." May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.